do this.
So can you just stand there? Yeah, that's it. Because it's just being the center of the camera.
Yeah. So we were saying. So basically, you was, what was your question? What was your question?
Can you demonstrate to me that there is a God?
Okay. Yeah. So when we said demonstrate, you said that. What would you require? What kind of demonstration? You can come close as well.
That's the whole point. It's a supernatural claim. So you would have to need a supernatural demonstration.
No, but even if the demonstration is supernatural, would you accept it? So for example, when you say prove it to me, the question that needs to be asked is the following. If I said to you, okay, here's a vision of God. God, there's God. Would you believe it?
It depends on the vision. It depends on the proof.
So let's suppose, out of the sky, an image popped up and it said, I am God. Would you believe it or would you say this is magic?
Sure, it depends on the case, but that's not the case. That's not the reality of the moment. So the reality of the moment is that when you make a certain claim, like a God exists, you adopt the burden of proof. And when you adopt the burden of proof, you should be able to demonstrate that.
I believe the burden of proof is on you, not
Why?
Me.
Why?
Because you're claiming, you're denying that God doesn't exist.
No, you're claiming.
I'm saying on the question, does a God exist? Yeah. I'm saying I don't know, but I am not convinced of such when I look at the evidence being provided by religious people. And so that's the only thing. I'm not convinced.
Okay, we can. My name's Ali. What's your name?
Dragon.
I like it.
Charles.
What's your name? Charles. Nice name. Okay, Charles and Dragon.
Yes.
My claim is the following. If an image, because you said, can you demonstrate it? If I was to show you an image in the sky, an image popped up and said, I am God. Would you believe it, or is there a chance that you would say that's illusion, that's magic, or I'm playing some kind of...
That doesn't matter, because that is not the case. The case is that you're making a claim, and you have a burden of proof, and you haven't shown any demonstration.
I can, but he said that if I can see... His condition was if I can see.
I'm talking colloquially see. Can you demonstrate? Is there a method...
Yes, we can. There's a lot of methods. So for the first one, for example, we was talking about the mobile phone. Yeah?
Mobile phone.
Your mobile phone.
Yeah, here?
Yes. Okay, you've got a mobile phone, yeah?
Yes.
How do you know that was designed?
But that's not the question.
Exactly.
But the thing is,
it's a demonstration of the phone.
No.
Like I said,
you demonstrated.
There are factories who create the phones.
Okay,
you could, if you want, learn how to make a phone and create one by yourself.
Okay.
Could you do the same for the planet or for the universe?
Yeah.
No, right?
Okay. All right. So let me.
So it's a wrong equation. You can't compare a creation of a phone or a house or a car or a building with the creation of a universe.
I can.
You can.
Let me tell you how.
There's a factory.
No, I can.
Let me tell you how.
You've demonstrated to me that there is a phone.
Yes.
Have you demonstrated to me how it was assembled?
We could.
Have you?
We could.
That's not the
Have
question.
You?
That's not
we
the
could.
Okay, one second. Let me ask you a question.
But
do you believe this phone is designed because you can go to the factory or because you went to the factory?
The phone is made, which is a fact. We can check this.
Okay,
but like what you're doing?
Listen,
Ali. Just
have
a second.
You?
What you're doing? You're
tap dancing.
You're tap dancing. You're trying to get away from
tap dancing.
Your burden of proof, and that is the demonstration of this existence.
Okay. Eva,
so you still haven't shown any demonstration. You're just coming up with kind of like he said tap dances to like avoid turn around the question. But that's not. The thing is, what we need to address, the existence of a God. Can you show it? Can you prove it? Can you demonstrate it? If the answer is no, then why believe in it? Why should I believe in it if you cannot demonstrate?
Okay. I repeat again. I can demonstrate it. I have no shadow of a doubt that I can demonstrate it, not because of who I am.
Fantastic.
But you have to go with the flow.
Do I?
Yeah. Let me tell you why.
But
in order for me to demonstrate it, you have to... understand my argument. If I speak two sentences and you stop me, you're not going to understand. I'll repeat
What's
it again.
Okay.
Do you believe the phone that he had in his hand, which he demonstrated, is designed based on you going to the factory? Have you gone to the iPhone factory and seen the iPhone get assembled?
Oh, sorry. This is disingenuous.
Yes.
I said I can demonstrate something. And now you're going on about design. I never mentioned design.
But that's my argument.
Demonstration.
No, I'm demonstrating design to come to the proof that it exists.
We can demonstrate the phone. We can go to the Apple factory or whatever.
You're missing.
No, I'm not. You're tap dancing.
I'm either tap dancing, or I'm not dancing at all. This phone. Do you believe this is designed? due
like
to.
I said, we can one go se- to a factory.
One second.
We can create our own.
You're going to understand. When I made the point, you're going to understand it very clearly because I think you're not understanding. Do you believe this phone is designed based on the fact that you went to the factory, or you believe it's designed because you can go to the factory?
Sorry,
which one?
Okay. One second. You're asking. Yes. You're answering.
Yes.
A question another question.
No.
Okay, wait. Just to answer your question.
Just to dance along.
Let me answer your question. Okay, so first, one of the things we could do to conclude the phone is created is go to the factory.
Good.
Another thing, like I said, we could create our own phone.
Good. Okay.
Can you do the same for the universe?
Good.
Can you do the same for the universe?
Good, yeah.
Yes or no?
Not really. I don't like to dance, yeah?
But can you do the same
for
the universe?
I think for men it's haram to dance anyway.
Can we
Hear me.
But wait, answer my question now. Can we do the same for the universe?
Let me tell you something.
Can we do the same for the universe? Can we go to a factory where universes are made and see how a universe is made?
Let me tell you something.
Can we create the
universe?
Exactly. No.
That's the analogy, yeah?
So it's a wrong. It's a wrong comparison. You cannot compare this with the existence of a universe.
Thank you. He answered you. I didn't.
So
he said no. I didn't say nothing.
So what's your answer?
So let's stick to here. The moment you understand this, the pin is going to drop. And then you're going to say, okay, we get it. Now, I'm going to repeat it again.
Okay.
I believe, just to make it easier, this phone is designed and I haven't gone to the factory. And the reason I believe this is designed is not because I can go to the factory. Please understand. I'll repeat again.
Look.
Okay. Everything that you're wearing now, your gloves to your jacket to your shoes to the phone to your laces. Okay, can just the camera's going, yeah? You did not go to the factory and see them get made. But you believe they're designed, right or wrong?
No.
No.
We can go go to the factory.
But did you?
And we can make them ourselves.
One second. The question is this. One second. Has anybody here gone to the iPhone factory to see iPhone get made? Okay.
What if I work at an iPhone factory?
No. What then? You're missing the point here.
No.
You're missing the point.
Initial question
was, I can demonstrate a phone. Can you demonstrate your God?
Yeah. Okay.
I
promise you, if you guys just listen to understand and not listen to reply.
I'm listening and I'm understanding.
No. You guys are listening to reply.
I never mentioned design. I said a demonstration.
Okay. I'm saying, when you say demonstration, I'm not going to come and say, hey, look, there's God. Wow.
Hey, look, there's a phone.
Because it does. This is the point. I'll repeat again. Please listen to understand. Don't listen to reply, please.
Okay.
I'm going to repeat it again. I, Ali, believe that the clothes that I wear, Sindeed official, check it out, the trainers that I have, the iPhone that I have, to the microphone that I'm holding, to the watch that I have in my hand.
Yeah.
I did not go to the factory to see the watch made, the clothes made, the phone made, the trainers made.
Okay.
Now, I still believe my clothes were designed. I did not see it. I know my watch was designed. I did not see it.
Can you verify it?
The point is this. I already believe it without verifying it.
But could you verify it?
Yes, but have I?
But could you?
But have I?
Have other people?
No.
How do you
know? No. Some may.
If I work at a clothing factory.
But my point is this. You believe that your phone is made and you haven't gone to the factory. Why?
But I could.
Okay. One second. Have you gone to the factory?
Yes. No, of course not. Come on.
Okay,
man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man.
Then why? One second. Why do you believe it's designed? Because why?
Because we have lots of examples.
Thank you.
That
is good.
Do you have lots of examples of God?
Let me tell you something. The reason you believe the iPhone is designed without you going to the factory is because you say, look, there's design.
No.
So there's no design?
No, there is.
There is.
We have millions of examples of phones being made.
What about a documentary about a factory which makes iPhones?
Good.
What about seeing a documentary?
You're right.
That's proof.
You're right, but you're missing a fundamental point, which is the following. I'm saying, I know you believe. Imagine you never saw a factory. You will still believe the iPhone is?
Why?
No, probably not.
Let me explain. Okay, you walk in.
Let me explain.
Okay,
I believe these things are made.
Why?
Because we can verify it. Because we can check the factory.
Dragon, are you telling me that you're going to be walking down the road and you see a bottle and you've never seen a bottle in your life.
Who has never seen a bottle in his life?
Come I'm on. Giving a scenario.
It's a bad example.
Well, sorry, I have to give I have to give extreme scenarios to extreme claims.
Just go on about the phone.
Okay, phone. You're walking down the road. You've never seen an iPhone.
Yes.
And you see it shining, and you pick it up and go,
what is this? Yeah.
Whoa, did you just see what happened there?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you say, wow, what is this, bro? This just came by chance, or would you say it's designed?
I would ask the question, what is this?
Okay.
Where does this come from?
Good.
Can anyone explain this to me?
Okay, would you ever think that it came by chance?
Of course not. How can
you? That is my point. Do you understand?
No, no, but see, the point you're missing, the point you're missing, I can go look up, wait. I can go look up the factory. I can go look
You've never come across it. You don't know what it is.
It doesn't matter. It can be clothes. It can be anything.
No. Imagine you never came across it. No. You never came across it.
That's a hypothetical.
Hypothetically.
Like I said, I would ask questions.
No, you would ask questions.
No, I would ask
questions. The questions you would ask
based on the answers of the questions would determine if I would believe certain things about it.
You're in the desert. There's no one to ask questions to.
Now I'm in the desert all of a sudden.
Yes, you was always in the desert. I never put you anywhere else.
Let's go hypothetical.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, you walk in and you see this device.
Yes.
The first question you ask yourself, because there's nobody to ask, is, what is this?
Yes.
How did it get here?
Uh-huh.
It looks designed. What is it?
Yes.
What that shows me is the following. You saw an object that you have no idea about.
Uh-huh.
You've never been to the factory.
Yes.
You don't know what on earth it is.
Yes.
But the first conclusion you come to is that this came from somewhere.
Mm. Oh wait, the factory does exist still?
No, you don't know.
The factory doesn't exist?
No, but you don't know.
There is no factory. But could you find out?
No, but you're right now, you're in the desert.
You're
right
now.
Could I, like, leave the desert and
try
to find?
Okay, good. That's a good point for me.
Is that possible?
That's possible.
So does the factory exist?
Good.
Or is this a universe, a world? Well, no factory exists.
Good.
Or just a phone dropped out of the sky?
Good. So what you've done for me is now you've made my case for me.
Oh, really?
Because let me tell you how. Number one, you have affirmed that we believe in things without going to the factory.
No, wait. But the thing is,
you only believe.
You have to understand one thing. You're missing a point.
Okay, have you seen how your glasses were made?
Wait, you have to understand one thing. The moment we can verify it by actually going to a factory, by actually reproducing... Wait, I'm not done. Wait, please. By actually reproducing such things as clothes, as phones, as whatever, being able to do that, we can determine, yes, this is made... But we cannot do the same for the universe and for God.
You're right.
That's the point.
No, you're right. But what we understood, which we agreed on, is this. That we've agreed that the factory is irrelevant to the equation because, let me tell you why, because I know very well and you know very well, your glasses or there's something, even if you never saw factories in your life, and you was walking and you saw these gates, and you've never ever seen a factory, you will say the gates have a pattern.
Design.
It's irrelevant to the factory. You're not going to say, hold on a second.
One second.
You're not going to say this. You're not going to say this. Hold on a second.
Just because there's a pattern.
It shows order, of course. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a pattern. It came by chance.
You're assuming that a designer did it.
But hear me out, brothers. Please don't interject here. When you see the gates, you're not going to say, I believe this came from nothing until I see a factory. Your brain's not going to do that. Your brain's going to say, thank you.
No, that's the wrong point. You're making a horrible.
We're going to let the people decide.
It's horrible.
No, I'm not going to let any people decide.
Okay, all right. Nobody's going to decide. I'm going to say, now. Now, I'm going to take it.
A very flawed case.
Now,
you've
made my case for me.
No.
You just made it.
No. You make the opposite case, actually. Because you acknowledge you cannot... You cannot verify the existence of the universe. We can't. There is no universe factory.
Yes, there
we
is.
We can. Oh yeah. Can you? So can you make a fact? Wait. We can reproduce a phone. We could if we like put our minds together. But could we do the same for the universe?
But this is where I'm coming from.
Could we do the same for the universe?
Yes, we can. Because you said
really
that we
can
said
create the universe. Let's start. You know what are we waiting for?
No.
Let's make this universe.
You don't need to. You go to the one who's created you. So what we do is this. Now what did you say to me?
What bus do you get?
What did you say to me? Yeah? You don't get a bus. Yeah? When you die, you find out.
Oh,
yeah?
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's direct line there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the following.
Why just kill everyone and find out right away? What's the point of living then?
Okay, so now that we've established that, the second thing that you
haven't established anything.
We'll let the people decide.
Why are we going to let the people decide?
Because I think. Okay, I'll just for the argument's sake.
For me.
Okay.
No.
We have established. Which you guys haven't.
But your reasoning is flawed.
You haven't established that your reasoning is flawed. I repeat again.
Your reasoning is flawed.
Okay, no problem. Like I said before, it's fine. It's okay.
I don't hate you. I like you still, but I'm just think you're wrong. I'm sorry.
I respect that. That's not a problem.
Of course, yeah.
But nobody can deny, because people are listening. You very simply acknowledged that you believe the phone is designed not because you can go to the factory or see it.
Wrong comparison. No, I did. I did.
Okay.
No, I said we can go to the factory.
So if there was no factories, you would deny the iPhone is made.
No. Because if there were no factories, there were no iPhones, probably.
My friend.
Wait, you forgot one thing.
Would you deny?
I also said we can recreate a phone or a chair or clothes. We cannot do the same for a universe.
I never claimed you can do that with the universe, because I never claimed man-made universe.
Then why make the comparison?
Because you're missing the point.
No, I'm not.
I never said man. Have I ever claimed that man made the universe?
No.
So then you're comparing the universe with a phone.
But you're
it's because you can't make a universe. Yeah. Doesn't mean
you're comparing the creation of a phone with the creation of the universe.
I have a point for that.
Okay.
I never said that humans.
But he's making a comparison. Please allow me.
I'm making a comparison because it equates that.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
My friend, let me ask you a simple question, and please just answer the following.
Go on.
If no factories in the entire world, and you come across a phone.
Yeah.
Would you, please listen carefully.
Yeah.
Would you say this phone has come from nothing? This phone came by chance until I see how it was made? Or would you say, no, this phone must have a cause?
Do I know what a phone is?
No, you don't.
So, I saw it in the desert and I go, what is this?
Yes. Mm. What do you do? What's your conclusion?
What is this?
Okay, what's your conclusion? It came from nothing?
I don't know what it is.
No, okay. You don't need to know what it is, but what would your conclusion
be? No, I need to know.
No conclusion. You keep investigating.
I say, what is this?
I don't know what this is. Okay, we're going to say, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
But are we going to say this came from nothing, or we're going to say this came from somewhere which I don't know what it is?
What is nothing?
You keep investigating. That's the thing.
The absence of something.
So, you know, I'm in a desert and I come across something.
Yes.
I'm not going to say this come from nothing. I'm going to say, what is this?
Okay, good.
Exactly.
But before what it is, would we logically say this came from somewhere? Can we say that?
Logically, yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe. That's it. But wait, logically.
So that's all I wanted. So we're going to agree.
Okay,
we don't know what it is, yeah, but it came from
somewhere.
So how is this the same as the universe?
That's all I was saying.
Okay, so how is this?
Now,
how is this the same as the universe?
Let me explain now.
Okay,
so now we have concluded that if we see an object, an identified object, a UFO, you name it, we don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
We don't know where the hell it came from, but there is somewhere it came from, logically.
Yeah.
Good. Now, this thing that we call a phone,
yeah,
is the phone more complex or the universe?
I'm sorry, say again.
Is the phone more complex or the universe?
Everything is complex.
Is the phone more complex or the universe?
What's more complex? The universe is more complex.
Yeah, thank you. So therefore, I have to deduce the following. If my phone has somewhere it came from, and because it's got design, if the universe is more designed, it has a more right to say that there was a factory or a creator that made it.
See, that's the logical fallacy you
make. And please tell me, where's the logical fallacy?
You're saying, I don't know, therefore God.
That's the God of the gaps. You're using the science of the gaps. Yes?
That's what you're saying.
I never said
that. You're saying, I don't know where the how the universe got into creation.
No. I never said that. Just the way he said, if he saw a thing on the universe, in the desert, he would say it came from somewhere. It doesn't mean the gap of the deserts.
No, but see, you're jumping to the wrong conclusion.
No.
Because
the only reason we would conclude that the phone was made by someone is, again,
because we can go to the factory.
No.
Yes.
No.
We can
make... No, we're in the desert. We never talk about factories. We never talk about phones.
Reproduce the phone
No, yes, we're not talking about phones. Yes, we're talking about going through the desert.
Hypothetically, he's saying we're in a desert and we don't know anything.
You don't know anything.
No, one second.
He's
the whole world is a desert. Where does the phone come from?
He's made a point and I admire him for his honesty. Yeah? I
admire him for his honesty. No, it has to be a factory.
No. Thank you. Look how you see it. That's
we can go to the factory.
Drag it. You see it.
What about the universe? Where is the universe factory?
Thank you. That's my point. What you're saying is a good question. Factory. You know why you're saying it? Because logically, intelligently, you're deducing and saying there has to be a factory.
I'm doing that because you compare it with a phone. That's why I do it. Because you compare it with
phone. If you can say to the phone, you know what, forget the phone, let's go to a paper. A paper is not as complex a design as a phone, yeah?
Okay.
A simple paper requires a factory.
Yeah.
Okay, the universe is a billion times more complex than this paper.
Yeah.
If the paper requires a factory, well, guess what? The universe requires something.
So you couldn't think of anything else than God, right?
Give me another one, I'll accept it.
Magical fairies.
I don't know. Magical fairies.
Or perhaps two universes collided and they're...
Okay, where did it... Okay.
A multiverse
is a flawed theory, yeah?
Says who?
It is, because it's a flawed theory.
No, says who?
Okay? Because it's a theory, it's not proven.
Oh,
Are you a cosmologist?
No, I don't need to be a cosmologist. I've looked into the multiverse theory, and the multiverse theory, it still goes back to the problem of infinite regress.
Yeah, you need something infinite.
You need something to start it.
So who created God then? Huh?
No, that's a secondary issue.
That's an exemption. No, that's the only exemption, right?
You're jumping the question. You're jumping the question. Right now, what we're trying to establish is, does God exist? Once we've established that, then you can ask me that question.
No, listen.
So, wait.
When you demonstrate the existence of the God...
Which I have.
You haven't demonstrated anything.
Factory. The universe is more complex. Came by chance.
No.
Multiverse.
See, you're assuming.
Two universes collided.
You're assuming.
Let's be real.
You're assuming.
Where did the universe come from? To existence by chance. Okay. So the whole entire universe came to existence by chance.
Yes. One in... A trillion.
That's operationally impossible.
Let me tell you who.
If you claim something, just because you give it a number, doesn't mean it's operationally possible.
Yeah.
That means it's operationally impossible. Meaning,
one
let me
is
tell you
something.
Something.
Okay, and that one made it.
Okay, is there a chance you can become a lamppost?
Wow.
What is that for question?
Is there a chance that you can become a dolphin?
Is there a chance that you can become a moon?
No.
Okay, so what is that for
question? Then there is a lesser chance for the universe to just pop into existence.
Right. How do you conclude this?
Do you have anything to prove it?
No one's saying the universe just...
Look.
No one says that.
You're saying the phone has a cause. You said the phone has a cause. If the phone has a cause, the universe is a billion times more complex than the phone. The phone doesn't have a cause.
I mean, we address a cause to it.
Does the phone have a cause?
We address a cause to it.
But does it have a cause or not?
We make the phone for a certain...
So you're the cause?
I'm not the cause. If I'm the maker of the phone, I created it for a certain purpose.
Yeah. So you gave it a purpose and you gave it a cause?
We address a purpose to it.
Okay, but you get... Does the phone have a cause?
If we address it to it, it has a function, it has a purpose.
Do you believe in cause and effect?
Cause and effect?
Yeah. Look, cause, effect.
You're just demonstrating gravity. It's not cause and effect. That's just a demonstration of gravity.
Yeah, but you can't hold on to it.
Look, okay.
What's the cause?
Look, is this gravity? Cause.
No, that's like...
Cause.
Pushing. No, that's like...
Cause.
It's causing that to move.
Effect. Okay, so what I'm saying is, the effect is there. The cause and the effects. So therefore, if you're going to accept that everything that is made has a cause, design, cause, purpose, but the universe, by chance.
No,
why don't you wake up today and say, you know what? Maybe we're all of the chance. Maybe I have someone in Mars controlling me. Chance. Mm. If you're going to go with chance, what's the chance that my dad is
a... He never said chance.
You said chance.
I said chance.
Okay, so this is, logically and rationally, how do you make that claim that the whole universe came by chance?
Where do we get our rationale and logic from?
Thank you. That's my point.
Rationale
and logic. For example, we're made of atoms. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. We are all made out of atoms. Atoms don't have consciousness. Atoms don't have a will. Mm. So how is it that it's given rise to us who have a conscious will? Yes, we have a conscious will and we have intelligence. Yeah. Because atoms don't have intelligence, atoms don't have a will, atoms don't have consciousness.
Yeah. How,
do we have that?
Not the atom itself, but
how do we have it?
It builds up to.
No, that's not. Let me
tell you. From the bottom
up. Brothers, please.
From the bottom up.
Let me ask you a question. If this is empty,
yes,
not literally, because we know there's some particles in here. If we give this billions of years time, is there a chance that I'll have a chocolate strawberry cheesecake with extra chocolate on top?
It doesn't make sense because this is not a lie.
All I've heard from you, Dragon, is it doesn't make sense and you've never explained why it doesn't make sense.
I'm going to explain it now because this is not alive, okay? This doesn't...
But so if it's empty, how can it give rise to something it doesn't have innate?
It cannot.
Okay, that's my point. So I'm saying even if you give it trillions of years, you will never get a cheesecake because the elements to make a cheesecake is not inside. So there can't be a chance.
Because this is a piece of plastic produced by an effect.
Thank you. So you keep talking about a factory.
It has nothing to do with the universe.
But exactly. No, it does. Because if you keep saying the phone, the plastic, the card, your trainers, your hat needs a factory. But for some reason, it is. But for some reason, the biggest universe... The universe that is more complex than your socks is chance.
I didn't say it was
chance. Where do you think
this is? I'm saying, if there is a factory, if there is such thing, you should be able to show it, to demonstrate it.
No, show it. Are you saying you have to see it?
Demonstrate me the factory.
Are you saying you have to see it? One second. Are you saying you have to see it?
Demonstrate
means you have to see it.
No, you can demonstrate, for example, radio waves you can demonstrate.
No. One second.
You can demonstrate...
Okay. All right, can you... One second. Okay, brother.
UFO is just an...
Brother, we're going from the point. You guys are not helping.
Brother, can I speak?
You
don't know where it is. Okay?
So
it could be anything.
Can you show me your conscious?
My conscious?
Yeah. Demonstrate it.
Of course not.
It doesn't exist.
I mean, I can demonstrate. No, I can show you. I can show you that I have a con. I mean,
no, you can't.
I think.
No, you
can't. I am.
No, you can't.
And we all
subjective.
Think.
Can you demonstrate your consciousness to me?
Yeah,
that's true. No, one second. Something that doesn't need to be demonstrated at all.
That's not fair. It doesn't have to be demonstrated, but you have to demonstrate God.
No, listen. Because let me explain. Because our consciousness is a product of our brain.
No, so we said that.
Wait. Let me finish. We can demonstrate our brain. We can also demonstrate brain waves or
brain waves. It's not consciousness.
It's
not consciousness.
Brain activity.
It's not consciousness.
Oh no, but it is a part of our brain.
Consciousness is different. There is a whole argument with
determine our brain. And yet again, consciousness and God is a bad comparison.
You always say that, but you don't demonstrate it.
Because let me explain. Because let's see, consciousness, our consciousness, didn't create a whole universe. That is not a claim
there was a consciousness that did.
That's your claim. Yes. So can you prove this?
I just did. I asked you, can you demonstrate your consciousness to me?
My consciousness. Can I demonstrate that I'm alive or that you're alive?
Yes.
Right?
Okay. That's subjective. I think
that
I am.
We are here, right?
It's subjective.
Okay.
How do you know
and
you're
like
here?
Like I said, our consciousness is a product. Like I said, our consciousness is a product
okay.
of our brain.
Okay. Dragon. No. There's a whole argument with scientists about the hard problem of consciousness.
Yeah.
You
I
can't
know,
even
I
go there.
It's a
it's a very difficult concept. So how is for
it's
me
a
to
part of our brain.
No, you cannot say that.
But
we don't know. You don't know
brain.
That.
We can't say
okay,
that.
You can't say that. You can't say that because every part of your body is made up of cells, and your cells renew itself. If it renews itself, then why don't you become another person if your consciousness is connected to your brain?
How do you mean?
Because every part of your cell is it renews itself. If it renews itself, then you should become a different person. Because if your cells are connected to your consciousness, to your brain.
Do you have the same beliefs about certain things? Or let's put it like this: when you were like 10 years old, did you have certain things you believe were true, which you later found out?
Maybe. Yeah. Small things I found out that was wrong.
So that means we and our brain we can evolve. We can change.
No, learning and consciousness is separate. Things.
So
can you show me
your
consciousness?
I can show you that I'm real and my brain exists.
No, you can't.
So that's I'm here, right?
No, you can't show me your consciousness.
Doesn't matter.
No, but that's my point. If you said to me, I have to show you. No, one second. Brothers, please, I'm so sorry. If you say to me, you have me to show you God, then I'm going to say, show me your consciousness. If you can't, your argument is flawed.
Hold on.
Because you're asking for something that you can't do.
Hold on. You said there's a God.
Yes,
exactly. And I proved it.
Can you demonstrate
that? I did it through the phone.
You didn't.
No. I did it through the conscious.
No, you didn't.
Intelligent.
You didn't. Yeah. No, no, bro. There was no demonstration at all. No, you're just tap dancing, like we said before.
No, bro. You can call it tap dancing, rap dancing, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
My point is this:
I'm not here to win an argument. Yeah. I'm just here to dialogue and learn and share the opinions that I have.
So you believe there's a God?
No, I believe. I know there is a God.
So there's two things, yeah: belief and knowing.
Yes.
So you absolutely know.
I have no shadow of a doubt. 100%. And I've demonstrated it through the phone. Yeah. We accepted today that we believe in things that we haven't gone and seen, like factories. Yeah. We believe that because that's innate. We've also demonstrated that seeing is not believing, because if that's the case, we'll deny our conscious mind.
Yeah.
So therefore, we have to admit that the universe cannot come from nothing. It cannot come by chance.
No.
I'm just saying. I never said you said that. The universe cannot come from nothing, because nothing is the absence of something. It cannot come by chance, because
logically, what is your logic?
Logic, brother.
Your logic, subjectively.
What I'm saying is that
something that
happened. Yeah. Is it your subjective logic?
No. Look. The arguments that I brought forth, I haven't seen one rebuttal. Consciousness.
We have rebuttal to all the time.
Okay. Show me your consciousness. Please.
Okay, once again, I can show you I'm real, and I can show you my brain. Okay,
your consciousness.
Listen. My consciousness is a part of me. My consciousness is a part of me, a part of my brain. Okay, so you can
see
I'm here, and you can see.
Can you prove it, please? I'm a person that's empirical. I want to see.
You try to shift the burden of proof, and that's the thing that religious persons always try to do. Shift the burden of proof. But the burden of proof is on you, because you are claiming that a God exists, and you cannot demonstrate it. You cannot prove this.
The only thing you can do is tap dance and tap dance more.
The burden.
You have the reason.
Exactly.
Even if I shifted it, I've presented an argument.
You haven't.
Where is your conscious mind?
You haven't. You're again shifting.
God.
I'll explain.
You are again shifting.
Where is your conscious mind?
You're making no sense.
Okay, then what's it? No problem, please, it doesn't matter. Where is... Okay.
Why haven't you...
simple question. Can you show me your conscious mind? Yes or no?
Of course not.
Thank you.
How can I show you your conscious mind?
Stop. If you cannot show me your conscious mind, you cannot come and say to me, show me or demonstrate God.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, because you said you can't demonstrate your conscious mind.
Let me explain why. Because I know that my consciousness is a part, like I said, of
prove it. I'm an empirical guy. I want to see. See this, believe it. I see, I believe.
So what?
Show me.
You know you can't.
So therefore, if you can't, you can't come and say to me.
Okay, so I cannot show you. Does this mean that God is...
Yes. You know what this means? You can't come to me and say, show me God, otherwise I don't believe, because your argument is flawed.
So, okay, I cannot show you the consciousness. I cannot show you this consciousness.
By the way, I'm not trying to make an ego thing.
I cannot show you this consciousness, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this means God is real?
No.
This proves God?
No. It means that you can't come and tell me that I have to demonstrate or show you God, because if that's your premise, you can't show me your conscious mind. So that means we believe in things that exist that we don't see.
And you know
you're comparing bad things.
You always say that, but you don't prove it.
Let me explain. Like I said, a consciousness is a product of us human beings. We are human beings. We have a consciousness. So where this consciousness comes from?
Where does it come from?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
God exists.
The fact is that we all have a consciousness, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that means
we can't see it.
That doesn't matter. The thing is, by shifting this burden of proof,
I didn't. Okay, I took the burden. Okay, the burden is on me.
Let me carry the burden of the argument on me.
Therefore, I said, my argument was the following to them, yeah? Maybe you can add on to this, yeah? So I'm just sure I'm being fair. Do you believe this iPhone is designed because you went to the factory, or even you believe it even if you didn't go to the factory? Is your belief in the iPhone is designed is based on the fact that you could go to the factory, or you believe in it regardless? Do you get it? My point is this. We believe things around us, my clothes, my trainers, I believe they're designed, not because I can go to the factory, but by using my logic and saying there is design. They say, no, I'll only believe if I see the factory.
No, that, I didn't say that. You see,
that's the funny thing.
I'm saying we can know, we can determine that a phone is made because we can go to a factory. And you forgot again, we can, if we put our minds together, create a phone of ourselves, right? We cannot do the same for the universe. So that's why comparing a phone with the universe is not done. You can't do this.
I can't do it because the phone is
so by, by proving that a phone is created, that doesn't mean that a God must be created. Or, no, it doesn't.
You're being inconsistent. Because what that means is, the following. I wake up, I look at this paper, I believe it's designed, I believe it has a purpose, therefore if somebody designed it, but the universe that is a million times more complex came by chance.
So inconsistent. What does it matter?
Inconsistent. The paper.
So no one said chance.
The paper.
Again,
designer. Universe. Chance.
No, you're making logical fallacies, man. You're making a jump. You're making a
Which logical fallacy?
Well, first of all,
which logical fallacy?
You're coming with creating out of nothing, blah de blah. No one says this. No. I haven't said.
Where did the universe come from?
And still, the best answer is I don't know.
I don't know is just a cop out.
No.
Okay, if I come and say to you,
I don't know is better than to say no. I know, but I cannot prove it.
So sorry.
That's the thing. You say I know is God, but I cannot show it. And if you ask me, I'll start tap dancing and talk about phones and clothes. Yeah. You make no sense.
The only one that's tap dancing is you, not me.
No.
I'm not tap dancing. I'm saying to you very simply that this is the double standards of our atheist friends sometimes, with all due respect. When it comes to their day-to-day life, when they go outside, when they wake up, they don't wake up and say, am I in the Matrix? When they go downstairs and have breakfast, everything is logical. When they cross the road, left and right. But when it comes to the universe, what happens? Ultra skeptic brain comes in. Chance, I don't know, maybe a minute ago he goes, two universes collided.
Maybe.
One goes multi universe.
I don't know.
Anything but God. He even said fairy, he goes fairies. So you know what that does? You know what that shows me? You know what it shows me? Absolute inconsistency. Everything they do in their day-to-day life is logic, conscience, logic, rationality. But when it comes to the universe, chance. Fairy tales, UFOs, aliens, inconsistency. Let's be consistent. If you're going to be a skeptic, wake up every day and say, you know what? I don't know if I'm here. I don't know if I'm real. I don't know if I'm in the Matrix. Be consistent. No, but what I'm saying to him is that he can't ask for it. No. I'm saying that we can't say consciousness is in our brain. It's connected to us. We can't say that. Because there's a whole argument of the hard problem of consciousness, yeah? So we can't say that claim. Don't make bold claims. No. What I'm saying is that I believe in a spirit. I believe in a soul. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
If the consciousness is not in...
No, I never said that. I know the consciousness. I'm saying it's not. We can't say it's connected to the brain.
Okay, so if it's not in the brain, where is it?
In the body. I have a soul. I have a soul.
So the soul is consciousness.
Can be. We believe in a rock.
Okay, so you're not sure?
No. Islamically, what we say is that when, you know, some people have near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences when they passed away, yeah? So these experiences, obviously, we can't verify them. We can't say if they're true or not. But what we can say is if the brain is dead and they're seeing, like, they're seeing doctors operating on them,
maybe.
In my belief system, it's a faith thing.
No, I was asking you directly because you use a conscious argument on him.
On him, but because he's saying, I want to see. And I'm saying, seeing is not. Yeah, that's the context.
Why don't you have the same standards for your God?
If consciousness is not connected to the body,
you don't.
Where are you? Consciousness
level. Look. I didn't say my consciousness is in another planet.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. So if you don't know, then you don't know who you are.
Yeah.
No, not really.
You said you don't know where your consciousness is.
But that doesn't mean I don't know who I am.
You said you don't know where your consciousness is.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I don't know who I am, though. Like, my consciousness, let's suppose my consciousness is in Mars.
So it could be in Mars.
Let's suppose. It doesn't mean I don't know who I am. Let's say it is.
No, could it be?
But I don't know. Could possibly. Okay, let's say.
You don't know. Right?
Okay, let's say. But that doesn't mean I don't know myself.
This is very. I'm asking you, though, to tell me.
No,
it's very important.
Islamically, we don't believe that.
I'm asking Islamically, it's up to you, because you use a conscious argument on him, which was a good one. I agreed with you. You can't prove consciousness.
I agree.
But going with that, even for you, right? If you can't. prove consciousness in someone else,
yeah,
then what is your verification that you even are conscious?
That's what
I'm throwing it back at you.
I know, but
you don't like it.
The only way you can do that is if I make a claim that I know where consciousness is and I have a go at him for not knowing.
Because
don't you make a claim?
You're missing the point. If I have a go at him to say that he says the consciousness is in the brain, and I say to him, no, it's not. It's in the heart. Then you can. Oh, I don't know where it is. You're going to say, Ali, you have no right of questioning him when you don't know yourself. I never made that claim. I said the argument of consciousness is because he's asking to see, demonstrate God.
But don't you see how, I know what you're saying, but
do you get it?
So, that puts you both on the same...
Oh, it doesn't, though. I'm using it.
One second, bro. But you see how that puts you on the same ground?
How?
Because he can't prove consciousness and you can't prove consciousness.
You're missing the point.
No, I'm not missing the point.
You're saying that. You're totally
missing the point. It's the most fundamental part of you is consciousness.
But you're missing the point.
The most fundamental part of you is consciousness. If you don't know what it is, okay, or where it is, then everything you are saying is based on something that you don't even know what it is.
But I never made that claim.
I'm telling you.
But you're going to another argument. Right now we're talking about where consciousness is.
I never talked about it.
Okay, so are you saying it's a separate discussion?
Because
consciousness,
yeah.
I'm saying to him, we believe in things that we can't see. So therefore, don't come and tell me to show me God, because you already...
That's what I'm saying.
What you're asking me is, where is consciousness? That is a different topic where he can say in the brain, I can say in the body, you can say, I don't agree.
Okay, it's a separate topic. Don't you find it interesting that you don't know the most fundamental part of yourself?
No, not really. Because the thing is, at the end of the day, where it is doesn't determine who I am.
I'm not saying where it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Not necessarily where, but it's the most fundamental part of you. You don't know what
it
is. Like you said, scientists don't know.
I'm saying, Islamically, we can say that's the soul.
Whoa.
And we believe
the soul.
No, of course.
You can't demonstrate the soul.
Exactly. Of course, that's what I'm saying.
something which is clearly made by man, by people, to something which we don't know how it came into existence.
Thank you. So therefore, I'm saying as human beings, if we can affirm a designer to something man-made, how could we negate something that is greater than man-made?
Because we don't know.
It's just a cop-out.
Because
it's a firing.
No, I don't know is the most honest answer you can give.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
If that's the case,
because
do
if you
the
don't
same
know,
thing with everything in your life.
No.
When you wake up, say, I'm in the Matrix. Maybe my toast machine is not my toast
there
machine.
There are many things you can
maybe
prove.
Maybe my mom is not my mom.
All bad comparisons. All bad comparisons.
But anyway, thank you for your time. Because Barry is dying. It was just like, I don't want this to come across aggressive. We was passionate. We were learning from each other. Thank you for your time. I need to go back. It was interesting.